Zaf is Daf Yud Ches. So we got a few lines down on Yud Ches. If we're going through the different sources of the Seder of Shemona Esrei. So I think we just finished the source for Tefillah. So we're up to now four lines down on Yud Ches. The Gemara says the last two words, V'chevin shebasa Tefillah basa avoda. So once we had Tefillah, Tefillah is a reference to Shema Tefillah. So now we can introduce the bracha of avoda, namely Ritzei. Shenemar olosem v'zivchayim l'ratzon al mizbechi. Right, so the next thing is after that's going to be that's avoda. V'cheven shebasa avoda. So after we introduce avoda, basa toda. Now we have toda, the bracha of modim. Shenem our zoveach toda. We first have a zoveach. We first have the avoda, followed by a toda. Yichab danini. That's the pasuk. Umaro lomar birchas kohanim achar hoda. So why then next thing we have is birchas kohanim sim shalom. Dichsiv vayisa aron es yodav el ha'am. Vayivarchem. So that Aaron went down, he spread his hands over the Am, and he gave him the bracha, Birchas Kohanim, v'yarid me'asos hachatas v'ha'ola v'ashlamim, and then he went to do the avoda. So the Gemara says, se'em akodim avoda. So really, it says Birchas Kohanim prior to doing the karbonos of chatas and ola. So the Birchas Kohanim should come before avoda, before it say. So Gemara says, lo sakadaitach, you wouldn't think that. The pasuk says, Vayarad me'asos achatas. He went down from after completing the chatas. Even though it mentions the chatas afterwards, it's explaining he went down after doing the chatas. So really, the birchas kohanim comes after avoda. So then the Gemara asks, "Well, miksiv lasos me'asos ksiv." It doesn't say la from do. He's about to do it. Me'asos from completing the avoda. So then lema achar avoda. So maybe birchas kohanim should go right after avoda, before toda, before modim. It should go ritzei, then sim shalom, and then it should be modim. The Gemara says, "Lo sakadaitach." You wouldn't think that dechsiv, because the other pasuk says zoveach toda, that the modem has to be after the avoda.
Is it talking about sim shalom, or is it talking about birchas kohanim?
It's talking about birchas kohanim, which is attached to sim shalom. We'll see sim shalom in a second, but it's talking about birchas kohanim. You're correct. So then the Gemara says, "Machazis de samchas ahai, samach ahai." So we have two pasukim. One pasuk puts birchas kohanim after avoda. The other pasuk puts toda after the avoda. So why are we choosing toda after the avoda, not birchas kohanim after the avoda? So the Gemara explains, mistavra avoda v'hoda chada milsehi. Avoda ritzei, modim hoda, those are really one and the same. You can't detach the two of them, so that's why I put them together, and then after that, we place birchas kohanim. What makes avoda hoda chada milsehi? So look at Rashi writes two lines down, chada milsehi, av hoda is avoda shel makom hu. Unclear what he exactly means by that, but even hoda is some form of an avoda as well. Okay? So then the Gemara says, so now we have Ritzeh, we have Modim, we have Birchas Kohanim, and now we have Umaro Lomer Sim Shalom Acher Birchas Kohanim. Why is Sim Shalom last? Dechsiv, the pasuk says, V'samu Shemi al B'nei Yisrael, and they should place my name on B'nei Yisrael, V'ani Avarchem, I'll give them a bracha. So bracha der Kadosh Baruch Hu is shalom. So the final thing is, our Kadosh Baruch Hu giving his own bracha, and his bracha is shalom. Shenemar, as it says, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo Bashalom. So this is the whole Seder of the Shemona Esrei. So now the Gemara asks, V'chim Acher D'meya V'esim Zekenim U'mehem Kam Nevim. From after the fact that 120 elders, including some Nevim, Tiknu Tfila Al HaSeder, that they established the 18 brachas in order. So Shimon HaPakuli, my history, what exactly did he accomplish? He came way after them. So the Gemara explains, Shachachum v'chazir v'sajim, they forgot them, and he came and re-found the Seder of Shemona Esrei that was already initially established by the Me'ev Esrim Zekenim. There's a Gilyan Ashas here, yeah, I assume he points to the Gemara on earlier, Daf Gimel Amun Aleph. If you remember, there are a couple of things that they had forgotten earlier. They forgot Targum Onkelos, they forgot Menatzbech, which letters were in the middle, which ones at the end. So you have a few places, and most of them happen to appear in Maseches Megillah, that someone forgot the Masorah, and then an individual later on refound the Masorah. So then the Gemara says, Mikan ve'elach, after this point, beyond this, Aser lesaper b'shvachah shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. One's not allowed to speak anymore. Rashi explains what it refers to, b'kviyas bracha. You cannot make any additional brachas once they finalize the Shemona Esrei. So how do we know this? The Amar Rebbe Lazar, my dechsev, what does the pasuk say? Me, what does it mean? Me malak ruach Hashem, yashmir kol tehilaso. The one who speaks the greatness of Hashem, he'll speak, he'll say all the tehilos. What does this mean? L'mina l'malel, gvuras Hashem. Who is the one who it's fit for him to describe the greatness of Hashem? L'misha yachal l'ashmir kol tilaso. He who is able to hear, listen, and understand, and appreciate all the tila, which only refers to the takanas chachamim. After that fact, no one has the ability to really appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness in order to add another bracha. So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, HaMesaper B'Shvachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosem Yidai. A person who speaks too much about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that individual would be he's going to be uprooted, removed from this world. The Shenemar, so the Pasuk says, HaYusupar Lo Kiyada Aber Im Amar Ish Kiyavla. It's impossible to speak of all the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a person who tries to speak, we know it's impossible to speak about the infinite. We can only speak about Kel Gadol HaGibor V'Anora, as Gemara Baruch Hu says, because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. We can't do more than that. So anyone who tries to speak more is going to be Nekar Min HaOlam. So Darish Reb Yehuda Ish Kfar Gvuria. He came from this village called Gvuria. Amrila, others say Ish Kfar Gibor Chayil, a different village. Ma'idichsev, what does a pasuk mean when it says Lecha Dumia Tehila? So what's this pasuk mean? So to you, silence is praise. So being silent is a good thing. So Sama Dechula Mishtuka, what's the greatest, what's greater than silence is the greatest refuah. By staying silent, don't speak so much. So Kiyasar of Dimir of Dimi, when he came back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported back to Bavel. Amar, he said, Amri ba Ma'arava, when they said in the West, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Mila Besela, but Mishtuka Betrain. The person didn't get to sell for saying a word, but you get double the amount for staying silent. Okay. Mar now says, I think we're done with the Agadita now for a little while. The Mar now darshans the Mishnah, first Mishnah, the Perek and the Perek Sheni. Kara al pe lo yotzev. A person recites Megillah by heart, he's not yotzev the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. Minol, and how do we know this? That you have to read Basefer. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Asya Zechira, Zechira. He has a Gzera Shava. Ksiv hach, it's written in Megillah, Estiv ha-yomim ha-eila nizkarim. Uksiv hasim, it's written there, elsewhere, Kasav zos zikaron Basefer. Where's the elsewhere? Where's the pasuk found? Malik. Exactly, Malik in the Torah. So Malahal and Basefer, just like there by Malik, it's in the Sefer Dafka, Saafkan B'Sefer. Here as well, Megillas Esther has to be written and read from a Sefer. So there's a big machlokas achronim here about does Parshas Amalek, is a person only Yotzei Parshas Amalek Midrash if it's read from Kriyas HaTorah or is it not? So many assume that you have to dafka read it from a Sefer. The Minchas Chinuch thinks otherwise, is no, it's only a Din Derabanan having to read it out of a Sefer Torah, but if you read it Baal Peh, one be Yote Parshas Amalek as well. How do you read this Gemara here? Unclear. Sir? I mean Parshas Zachar, which is, but yeah. But which how do you read this Gemara? Unclear. Pnei Yeshua tries to figure out if you really think that Parshas Zachar, you can be Yotzei without reading B'Sefer. So what exactly does the Gemara here? The Gemara clearly says that it's supposed to be read B'Sefer. So Pnei Yeshua tries to figure out another taich for this Gemara. So then the Gemara says, Umimai dehai zechira kriyahi. How do you know when it says in the pasuk here, zechira, it's really referring to a kriya reading? Duma in ba'alma. Maybe it just means to look into it, but it doesn't actually mean that you have to do a kriya. So the Gemara says, lo sakadaitach, you wouldn't have thought that, because you have a medrash that tells us, zachar yachal balev. When it says to remember Amalek, so one might think you have to do it balev. Balev is enough. Kishu omer lo tishkach, when it says not to forget, harei shechas alev. That means don't remove it from your lev. So, ha ma ani mekayim zachar. What's the extra word zachar? Bepe, you actually have to articulate the psukim of zachar. That's what we learn from you. You actually have to say the words of Parsha Zachar in order to be Yotzei this mitzvah. Okay. The quote in the back of the Magen Avraham writes that when a person says in tefillah, person should have a kavanah, it's based on the Arizal, have kavanah to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Zechiris Amalek. Because we know Amalek, as long as Amalek's here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not Shalem. So when you think of v'keravtanu l'shimcha gadol, that's a idea of completing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. That's some level of Mechias Amalek. That's the kavanah a person's supposed to have. That's what's brought down by the Magen Avraham. Okay, the Gemara says Vayter now. Kara Targum Lo Yatzah. Misha says if a person reads Targum, you're not Yotzei. So we weren't sure exactly what that meant. So the Gemara asks, Hei Chidami, what's the case of reading Targum? Ilema dichsiva mikra. If it's written in Hebrew, the karle targum, and then you're reading it as Aramaic, hainu al peh. You're not reading what's in front of you. If you're reading a chumash, but you're translating and saying it in English, so that's not considered reading. That's al peh. And we already said in the beginning, you're not yote for reading al peh. So lo tzricha dichsiva targum v'karle targum. It's written in Aramaic, it's written in some other language, and you're reading it in the language that it's written in, so it's not al peh, you're reading the sefer. The Mishnah tells us you're not yotze. If it's not written in Lashon HaKodesh, then you are not yotze the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So then the Gemara quotes from the part of the Mishnah, aval karin osa l'loazos belaz. But if you read in other languages, to those who understand that language, if you read in English, let's say, to us, so we would be yotze the mitzvah. So the Gemara says it's a contradiction. Because early in the Mishnah it said, v'ha amris, didn't we say earlier, kar b'chol lashon lo yotze. So the first part of the Mishnah says, if you read in any language, you're not yotze, only Lashon HaKodesh. But then the Mishnah says, if you read in Loazos, to Loazos Bilaz, you're yotze the mitzvah. So which one is it? So answers the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, Damri Tevaya, both of them say, Bilaz Yevani. If you read in Greek, so then you're yotze. That's the one language you're yotze. B'chol Lashon, you're not yotze. The Loazos Bilaz, meaning Yevani, then you're yotze. Hechi Dami, what's the case? Elaim, if it's a case again, dichsiva ashuris. It's written in Hebrew, but you kari le yavanis, but you're reading it in Greek, hainu alpeh, which you're obviously not yotze. So it must be a case, amar rabacha, amar rabalaza, shiksuva bilaz yavanis. That what's written in the sefer is, it's written in Greek, and you're reading it in Greek, then you're yotze. But all other lashonos, you would not be yotze. Now the Gemara quotes a different brisa, different statement. Amar Rebacha, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Minayin Shekaro Kadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Kel. Okay, this is the reason why it's here. It's because we had an earlier statement in the name of Rebbe Elazar, I think. But how do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu referred to Yaakov as Kel? Shenem Mar Vayikra Lo Kel. Maybe probably El it should be because we're talking Yaakov. So El Elokei Yisro. So he called him. Unclear who's talking to who right now. So he called someone. He called him El Elokei Yisro. So the way the Gemara is understanding it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov, he referred to him as El. Who called him this way? Elokei Yisrael called Yaakov El. So the Gemara is going to explain. Because these HaKadaitach, if you think, L'mizbeach, Kari Le Yaakov El, if Yaakov was referring to the Mizbeach, giving the Mizbeach a name of El, so then the Pasuk Shiv said, Vayikra Lo Yaakov, Yaakov called it El. Mibarle, that's what it should have written. But it doesn't say Yaakov in the Pasuk. Ella must be that Vayikra Lo Le Yaakov, that someone called him, Yaakov called him El, and Mikaro, who called him El? Elokei Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu referred to Yaakov as Kel. So then the Gemara asks the question, now we're going back to the previous topic of reading in different languages.
So when Hashem calls him, is it when Hashem calls Yaakov Kel, or is Hashem calling Yaakov El?
El, it can't be, because he's not a god, so when that, in that use it would be El, it wouldn't be Kel then. So Mesiv, I think, asks a brisa from a brisa here. Giftis, Ivris, Elamis, Medius, Yavanis, different types of languages. Lo Yotze. So you're not Yotze the mitzvah. So we said before, you are Yotze if it's Yavanis. So Gemara says, no, halo dame ela leha. Giftis le giftim, Ivris le ivrim, Ilmis le ilmim, Yavanis le yavami Yotze. The Bryce above says you're not Yotze. If you're reading in different languages to those who don't understand, then you're not Yotze. But the other part of the Bryce says, if you're reading to the Giftis people in Giftis, and the Ivrim and Ivris, then you are Yotze for their language. So, Ihachi, if that's the case, if really you're Yotze, if you're reading in the language that you understand, so, Ihachi, Rav Ushmuel Amrei Mokmila Lamasis and Balaz Yavanis. Why did Rav and Shmuel limit the understanding of our Mishnah to only be referring to Greek, to the Greeks? So, lokmei b'chalas. We have a brisa here that says any language works as long as you understand it. So why don't they say that Mishnah is referring to all languages? Ela masnisin kebrisa. Really, the Mishnah is like the brisa, and that if you read any language to a person who understands, you're yotzi the mitzvah. So what was Rav and Shmuel referring to when they limited dafka to Yavanis? They're saying in general. What does it mean in general? They hold, normally, only those who understand the language are yotze that language. Americans in English, French in the French, and so on and so forth. But Greek is unique that it's kashal achol, even to those who don't understand Greek, will be yote as well. Ah, but doesn't the Brisa say v'hakatani yivanis dafka liyivanim in, but l'chuli alma lo? It only works for those who understand Greek. Inu damer krashbag. No, Rabban Shmuel hold like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, titnan Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer af svarim lo hitirushik yichtavu ela yivanis. They hold that you can only recite, rather you can only read, write and read other svarim in yivanis. So yivanis is unique like the Rashbag. So that's where Rav and Shmuel lie. So v'leimer halacha k'rashbag. So why don't they just say we paskin like halacha k'Rav and Shimon Gamliel? Why do they say the statement that you could be yotze anybody yivanis? Just quote the name of the opinion behind this. So i'amri halacha k'rashbag. Had they said we paskin like Rav and Shimon Gamliel that you could read yivanis to anybody, so havamina, I would think hani milishar svarim, that only works by other sifrei Tanakh. Aval, maybe when it comes to Megillas Esther, Megillah Dichsiba Kichsavam, Emelo, maybe only Lashna Kodesh works. Kamash Malan, we learn from here that no, Yevanis works for all Lasvarim Afilu when it comes to Megillas Esther. Okay. Marnell says, Haloaz Shashama Ashuris Yotza. So if a person comes and doesn't know Hebrew, and they read Ashuris, they read Megillas Esther, he's Yotzi the Mitzvah, even though he doesn't know what's going on. So asks the Gemara, V'hallo yada my kamri. He doesn't know what's going on. And how could he be yotze if he don't understand the story? So Gemara says, Mide dehava anashim v'ame aretz. Anashim here, the aleph is not men, it's a, referring to nashim, referring to women. That women ame aretz also don't necessarily know the entire parsha, and yet they're still yotze. So it should be no different for a foreigner who walks in who doesn't understand Hebrew. So maskiv la ravina, Ravina says, wait a second, atu anon? And what about us? Do we know what these words mean? We don't know what these words mean. So even the Talmidei Chachamim don't know every single word. So clearly you don't need to have Yediyah. Ela mitzvahs kriya or prusima nisa. Hachanami mitzvahs kriya or prusima nisa. That's all you need. You need to read it. And you have to have prusima nisa, which is just a gathering of people, but you don't have to actually understand. So in the Rashi we're going to see in a second has a different type. But the simple reading this Gemara is, you just need to have a Kriya. You don't have to have a understanding. Now this is an important chiluk we have in general. Many of the Acharon point out between Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebal Peh. The person reads a pasuk and not knowing what it means, you're yotze mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of kriya. You read a line of Gemara and you don't understand, you are not yotze the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is meant to be understood. Torah Shebechsav is also meant to be understood, but there's also an element of the actual kriya. So what the Gemara is telling us here is, the Kriya Megillah, that alone Kriya, you are Yotze Mitzvah, even though we don't understand every single word, and even if a person is Am Aretz, or even those who don't, or a woman who doesn't understand, they're all Yotze because it's a din in Kriya, not in Yediyah. That's how you would come out with this Gemara. But look at Rashi writes. Rashi writes 10 lines up from the bottom, Pirsume Nisa, the Afa Pish, and Yodin, Masha Shomim, even though they don't understand what they're hearing, Shualin es Hashomim, they ask those who do understand. They said, what was this whole story about they just read? What happened in this miracle? And they let them know. So this Yediyah in Rashi, I don't think he's going on qualifying what the Kriya is. Kriya already owed to the mitzvah. How do you accomplish the Pirsume Nisa? That's by understanding the story. So Kriya Yoyote for just reading. The Pirsume Nisa, after the Megillah is over, you start asking your friends what the story is about, and that's how you fulfill the mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa.
Even
okay.
If he doesn't understand. The person who's explaining the story would be Yotze Pirsume Nisa. What about the Amaretz who doesn't understand?
No, so once you tell me afterwards what this whole story was about, now I chop the story, so now we've gotten the mitzvah of Pirsume Nisa as well. But sitting there in shul just listening to the guy, even though it's Greek to me, so then it's still Yotze the mitzvah of Kriya. Pirsume Nisa is about the Yediyah accomplishes the Pirsume Nisa element. Okay. Gemara now says, V'alaz HaShashama, that we're up to? No, sorry. Kara Serugin Yatsa. So we said in the mission of the guys reading Serugim, which we said it will learn in just a second what that means, but it does mean very choppy, stop and go type of reading, a person would be Yotze. The Gemara says, "Lo have a yad the rabbanan my serugin." The Chachamim didn't know what the word serugin meant, so we have this Gemara several places in Shas. So one time, Shama la'amsa de Be'Rabbi. they once heard the maidservant of Rebbe talking, the Kamar Lahul Rabbanan. She said to a number of the Talmidim, the Havi Aili Piske Piske Bei Rebbe, they're going in and out of Rebbe's house, back and forth. So, Ad Masai Atem Nichnasim Serugin Serugin. Until when are you guys going to stop coming in and out here? So they understood that Serugin must mean in very choppy. That's how they understood what this Mishnah meant here, based on Amsa, the Rebbe. Then another situation, Lohavi Yadi Rabbanan Mai Chalu Glogos. They didn't know what this word meant either. So one time, Shema'ua La'amsa de Be Rebbe, they heard that this maidservant of Rebbe said, Damrlei Lahu Gavra Dehavi Kam Mavade. There's a certain guy who is spreading out parpichini, some type of vegetables of some sort. Ad Masai Ata Mefazer Chalu Glogecho. Until we, when are you going to stop spreading these vegetables? Is there an English translation of this thing?
Purslane.
Purslane. Okay, fine.
Everybody knows what that is?
No idea. Okay, fine. Whatever it was, though, that's what it was. So then, Lehaviyadu Brabban Mai Sal Sileho, Usomameka, Pasuk Mishle, they didn't know what this meant either. Shema'u Alam Sadebe Rebbe, Dehavas Amr Lahu Gavra. They heard again the maidservant from the Rebbe, she was saying to an individual, Lahu Gavra, Dehava Mahapich Bimazia. He was busy combing his hair. So she said to him, "An masay atam mesalsa b'sarecha." When are you going to stop combing your hair? So they understood that the word mesalsa means to comb or to braid, something to do with your hair. So lo havi yadir abanan mai. They didn't know what the word meant. Hashleich al Hashem yohavcha. What does yohavcha mean? So Amar Rabba bar Barchana zimnechada havaez azelna behade hahutaya. Once he was walking with a Arab, the kadarina tuna, and he was carrying a package. And he says to me, Shekol Yavcha Ushnei Agmalai. He says, give me your package and I'll then throw it on top of the camel. So he understood Yavcha meant some type of package. So then, Lohavi Yadir Rabbanan Mai Vitei Sia Matatea Hashmeid. They didn't know this pasuk meant. So one time again, back to the Amsa de Bei Rebbe, Shama de Amsa de Bei Rebbe, his maidservant, Dehava Amr Lechaverta. She was saying to one of her friends, Shikule tatisa vetati besa. Take the broom and start sweeping the house. So that's how they understand this pasuk. Now this is one of the sources, by the way. They have at the end of they sweep the brooms. What's at the chasna is right. The last one, right? The mazinka is some that take out the brooms. So some thought it was like chukas akum, was like witches and stuff. So Rev Zilberstein brings this gemara, this pasuk, as a source for such a concept of sweeping away the house clean. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Kara Serugin Yatsa. So the Braisa says, if you read in a choppy way, so then you're Yotze, the Mitzvah of Megillah. But if you read Serusin, which Rashi says, L'mafreya, which we already know, Lo Yatsa. You're not Yotze the Mitzvah if you read it out of order. Rabbi Muna Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Af B'Serugan, he thinks, no, you are Yotze. Rather, even Serugin, if you are pausing, Im Shoha Kedei Ligmor Eskula, if you pause long enough to finish the rest of Esther. So let's say it takes 45 minutes to read Esther, or 30 minutes, however, whoever's laning. So let's say you pause for 30 or 45 minutes, so then you have to be Choj L'Rosh. You have to go back to the beginning, it doesn't work. That pause is too long. So Amar of Yosef, Halacha, Krebi Muna, we passing like him, Sha'amar, Mishir, Mebi Huda.
Was a break at the end, would it be like only a 5-minute break?
So the Gemara is about to ask that question, very good. So Amar Le'abai, Bai says, L'Rav Yosef, Kidei Ligmar's Kula Mehecha Dekai L'Seifa, does it mean from where you are until the end, or does it mean from the beginning to the end? So let's say the guy's the last pasuk, and you pause for 30 seconds, so then if it's possible, that's considered Tzairugin, you have to go all the way back to the beginning. So as you get closer to the end, that allowance of a hefsek gets smaller and smaller. Or no, do we calculate it based on the beginning to end, which again is between 30 and 45 minutes, depending on who's laning. So the Gemara says 20 minutes, so yeah, that's impressive. Amrlei Mereisha L'Seifa, from beginning to end, it has to be. It can't be from the middle to the end, because Dimkei Nasata Dvarecha L'Shirum, then it's going to be very choppy, it's going to be unclear. Chacham lights things very, very clear and set Shirum. You're going to start saying, calculating, oh, now it's 25 minutes, now it's 23 minutes, now it's 21 minutes. They didn't like things like that. They want things that were set, so it has to be from beginning to end. Now, this too isn't so set, because, of course, it depends on who the Baal Kori is. So I don't know if it depends on who's actually the laner, or if they take some type of average of what the average Baal Kori does. I'm not sure Lemaisa, but I imagine no one waits any time close to what it would take to complete the Megillah. I was also, were you there, Or Chaim in Queens? That's so funny, we were there together. The guy dropped in front of me.
No, I must have. Oh. Medrash, but a different year.
Oh, really? How do you know? It can't be.
2002.
The guy said the bracha in the first pasuk.
I don't remember.
The first pasuk. The guy in front of me, like he passed out. No one wanted to talk. No one knew what to do. It was like, and then I have someone like Hatzalah guys came and they took care of everything and then we finished the Megillah. No, so a guy who apparently wasn't a good faster, I guess. Okay, fine. He was fine, but okay. Gemara says now, where are we? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, Amar Rav. Halacha k'Rabbi Muna. That's what he paskin. But Shmu Amar ain halacha k'Rabbi Muna. We don't paskin like him. Besura masnu hachi, bimfum padisa masnu hachi. Different ways of what the halacha was. Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Muna. Ushmu Amar ain halacha k'Rabbi Muna. Rabbi Bibi Masne Ipri thought the opposite, that Rav really held Amar ain halacha k'Rabbi Muna, and it was Shmuel who says Amar halacha k'Rabbi Muna. Amar Rav Yosef, Nakit the Rabbi Bibi Yadich, hold on to Rav Bibi his klal. The Shmuel who the chayish liyichida. We have in general that Shmuel is one who in general is choshesh for a das yachid. Now Rashi points out not any das yachid, only when that das yachid is machmir. So then he's choshesh. So here too as well for Rabbi Yehuda, even though he's a das yachid, Shmuel will be choshesh for Rabbi Yehuda that if a person waits too long, then he has to be choser l'rosh. So where else do we find that Shmuel is choshesh for das yachid? The Tzran, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yevamos as follows: Shemeres Yavam shekidesh achiv es achosa. So what's halacha? You have a Shemeres Yavam. Shemeres Yavam is a woman who's waiting for the brother-in-law to perform yibum. So again, you have a husband and wife. Husband dies, so now there's a widow. She's now a yavama. She's called a Shemeres Yavam. She's waiting for the yavam. She's waiting for the brother-in-law to either do yibum or to do chalitza. So she's called Shemeres Yavam. She's busy waiting. Now she has a sister. And now, let's say one of the brothers, instead of doing yibum or chalitza to the widow, he marries her sister. And the problem with that is it's going to be an issue of achos yivama, which is an issue. We'll read Rashi in a second just to make this clear. So one of the brothers who's supposed to do yibum or chalitza marries a sister. So let's look at Rashi first just to make this clear, and then we'll go back to the Gemara. So Rashi says, where are we? Let's finish the Mishnah first, then we'll go to Rashi. So the Mishnah says, so Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, Omrim lo hamtein ad shiasa achicha gadol maisa. We tell the younger brother, wait, don't marry the sister of the Shemeres Yavam just yet. Let one of your older brothers do chalitza or yivam with the almana, and then we'll let you marry the sister. So let's just get the background again. So says the Rashi, three lines from the top, Shemeres Yavam. Mitzapel Yavama. She's waiting for her Yavam to make a maisa, either yivam or chalitza. Umitzah begadol Yavam. And the oldest one, it's a mitzah upon him to make that, to do the mitzvah. Ba'echad min achim, one of the other brothers, comes along. V'kidesh es achosa, he marries the widow's sister, shel yavama, the sister of the yavama, acha shenafla ha'yavama lifnem, after that their brother died, so now she's a shemesh yavam, so the younger brother decides he wanted to marry the yavama's sister. So omrim, we say to him, hamtein l'konsa, wait a second, don't get married just yet, acha yasa achicha gadol ma'isa, until your older brother does a ma'isa, be yavamta with the widow, whichever one he decides. Kulan, while the Yavam is waiting for someone to do something to her, Kulan, Lachlot, Oliyavam, each brother, even though the mitzvah is really on the older brother, but each of them can also perform the mitzvah. It's primarily, we enforce the older one. If no one wants to do a chalitza or yivam, then we make the older brother do this. But at the same time, they all have some level of responsibility here. L'chol echad, kishto. They're each considered like his wife. There's this line, it's called Zika, that's connecting this Yavama to all the brothers. Potentially, there's like a dotted line that they each can make that decision of doing Yibam or Chalitza. So now what happens is, V'asir b'achosa mishim achozisha. So since each brother is connected to Shomer's Yavam somehow, so now to marry the sister, that would be an Isser marrying two sisters. So the younger brother cannot marry the sister because he's already somewhat married to the Yavama. There is this Zika, there's this line, there are these connections between the brother and the Almana. Even if there are multiple brothers, even if there are two or more, the Kol Shekein Bechad, certainly, if there's only one brother who's there, that certainly is going to create Zika. Rabban argue on Rabbi Yehuda, and Amri, they say, Hol v'shnei achim hein, since there are two brothers, ein zikasa miuchades lios mutals al echad mihem lios kisha. The Rabbanan hold that you only have a zika line when there's one brother alive. One brother, one Yivama, you draw this line. But once there are two, so you can't draw a line because you don't know which brother is going to do the Yibam or Chalitza. So there are no lines. So since neither of the brothers are connected to the Yivama, so one brother could say, I can marry her sister. I'm allowed to. It's not considered Achaz Isha.
Isn't it false to the oldest one?
What?
Isn't it false to the oldest one by default?
They all have the option. If there are multiple ones, but Rabban holds when there are multiple brothers, there is no Zika. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if there are multiple brothers, there still is Zika, even though the mitzvahs and the gadol, either brother is allowed to perform Yibum or Chalitza. So Chacham say when there are two brothers, there's no Zika, and any brother could decide to marry the Yivama's sister if he wants. But Rabbi Yehuda's Adas Yachid says, no, even when there are two or more brothers, you draw these lines to that Shomer's Yavam, and you would not be allowed to marry the sister until another brother breaks that Zika line by either doing Yibum or Chalitza, which then again disconnects the Zika and would allow the younger brother to marry the other sister. So that's the Das Yachad of Rebbe Yehuda. And the Gemara concludes here, and Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Halacha ki Rebbe Yehuda ben Biser. He paskins like Rebbe Yehuda, lahachmir as a Das Yachad. So too in our sugya, he paskins like Rebbe Yehuda as a Das Yachad, that if it takes the amount of time of Seirugin, if it's too long, where it's Kadesh Ligmor, Kula, you have to be Chozer Lerosh. Okay, Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Tanu Rabbanan, Hishmit bas Sofer Osios. Let's say the Sofer accidentally left out some letters. Oh, Psukin or some Psukin. Karen HaKore Kimaturgman HaMaturgim Yotze. A person who reads it, like the Maturgman, which Rashi says it really means Alpeh. We're not talking about the language being used here. We're talking about saying it by heart. So then the person would be Yotze. So the Gemara asks, Ve Mesive, the Brisa tells us elsewhere, Hayubo osios mitushtashos, if the letters are worn out, oh mikros, are ripped, im rishumim nikar, if the you could see the remaining part of it, even though the ink has been removed, you could still see it somewhat pressed in the cloth, so then it's kshera. Vim lav psulp, if you don't see it there anymore, it's pasul. So according to this brisa, you have to at least see the rishumim that are left over there. But the previous brisa says, if it was never written in the first place, completely absent, so then you would still be yotze. You don't have to see any remnants of the letters to be yotze. So the Gemara says, Lokasha haba kula haba miktasa. If the entire Megillah is empty, so that you're not yotze unless you see some of the rishumim, some of the remnants are left over. But the brisa above, if most of it's there, and the sofer left out certain letters, or certain psukim, even though he never wrote it, and there certainly aren't any remnants left, if it's been only b'miktsasa, then you would be yotze from reading from such a Megillah. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, by the way, it's very common to have mistakes in Megillah Esther. And the reason is because Sofrim, when they begin to practice, they practice with Megillah Esther because there's no Shem Hashem. There's nothing really that gets lost there. There's no real Kedusha in that way. So sometimes they might sell you a cheaper Megillah Esther, which could have mistakes in them. So it's not a crazy thing at all to happen. It's very lamaisa. Now, I don't think you'll be missing psukim, but missing osios would not be shocking to me if you had some missing. Okay, the Gemara says now, Tanur Rabbanan, Brisa says, Hishmit ba hakare pasuk echad, lo yomar ekras kula, v'charkach ekra osa pasuk. Let's say a guy accidentally, he skips a pasuk. He says, you know what, I'll come back to it later. I'll finish the rest of the Megillah, and then I'll return back to the pasuk that I missed. Doesn't work that way. Ella, kare ma'osa pasuk, he has to go back to the pasuk that he missed, ve'elach, and then continue reading from that point until the end. Let's say nichnas lebeis haknes, the guy enters into shul. Umata tibor shekaru chetya, he finds out that they said half it. They already halfway through the Megillah. Lo yoma, he shouldn't say ekra chetya matzibor. Let me I'll read the second half of the tibor, and then achakach afterwards ekra chetya. I'll read the first half after that fact. Ella koriosa mitchilasa vad sofa. Rather, you should read from the beginning to the end. That's how you go to the mitzvah because it's a whole seapor. Okay. It's very shayach, a similar question to this. If you ever dive in those minion factories in Eretz Yisrael, even here, I guess, Lechora, if you walk into a minion, like not exactly at that time, so could you like chop, like halal today, halal and like Kriyas HaTorah first, and then the next minute catch a Shemoneh Shacharis, all the different things. So I don't know how things are ma'akev when it comes to Kriyas Torah and Shemoneh Esrei, but that's something that could, in theory, happen in Bizman Hazeh, of walking in late into a minute. Okay.
Certain things like Hallel, if you come and they sing Hallel, you have to say Hallel with them.
Yeah, I'm talking about saying order, but then are you yotze the halal that you said with them, or are you not yotze with them? L'chora halal, when it comes to halal Rosh Chodesh, you are yotze, it's only a b'taras minhag. But there's a certain seder of tefillah that a person has to keep. The question is, can you chab Kriyas Torah earlier, and then davening afterwards?
Well, if Kriyas Torah, the concept of Kriyas Torah was that everyone should learn. I mean, does it really matter when he did it?
Right, so it seems to be independent of davening, but they did put it in between davening in the center of it. So I don't know if it's ma'akiv, I don't know. I'm just saying it's something that can, in theory, come up. Okay, Gemara now says, Misnamnim Yatze v'chule. A person is dozing off, he is yotze the Megillah. So hey, Chidami, what's the case here? Misnamnim, what's Misnamnim? Amar Vashi, nim v'lo nim, tir v'lo tir. He's sleeping, but not really sleeping. He's awake, but not really awake. The Karlei V'ani, you call him, he responds to you, but lo yada la dure svar. He can't give you anything coherent. He can't explain any svaras to you. Mm-hmm. But if you ask him, do you remember I woke you up? He'll remember the event. He wasn't that deep of a slumber. He's in and out, but he's not enough to say anything coherent.
So another Gemara, same exact Gemara.
Yeah, like eight different places the Gemara says this. So they point out here, the Gra Mishabrua say there's a chilek of the Misnamnim actually only works if he's the one who's actually reading. If the guy who's listening, so then it's not going to work, because it's very possible the Mishabrua says he's going to miss a word. If the guy's reading and dozing off to himself and like that, so he's not going to miss a word. So that's okay. But if you're listening, likelihood is you are going to miss the word. Now the Gra has a different understanding. The Gra is not concerned with you missing a word. He thinks if it's going through Shomea Ka'ona doesn't work when the guy is dozing off. If you're actually doing the Kriya, so then Misnamnim works. But Shomea Ka'ona, since you're not fully in it, is Shomea Ka'ona, that mechanism doesn't work if you're that in that state of Misnamnim. Okay, Gemara now says, Hayakosva Dorsha Magi Im Kivan Libo Yatza. So, hey, Chidami, what's the case here? So the guy's either writing a Megillas Esther, or he's darshaning, or he's fixing it, he's yotze. So what's the case here? If he's saying a word, he's vayhi b'me'achashverosh, and then writes it, kiven libo, my hava. So even if he has kavana for the mitzvah, havi alpeh, hu it's alpeh. Then again, right now, he's busy writing the Megillah for the first time. And he says the pasuk out loud, and then writes it down. So the whole thing's alpeh, nothing's written yet. Ella must be the kasev psuka psuka. He first writes vahi b'me'achashverosh, and then he's karele miyotze. You yotze that? How could that be? V'hamar Rabbi Chalba, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav Halacha Kedivrei HaOmer Kula. That you have to have the entire Megillah in front of you. You can't write a pasuk and then say it. The whole Megillah has to be in front of you before you read it. And afilu man dama, even the one who holds, you only need some of it. Mishihudi Yitzricha, you need that. Even though you only need to read from that point, but the entire Megillas Esther has to be written in front of you. So it can't be a case where you're writing each pasuk and then reading it, writing them pasuk beis and then reading it. Ella, what's the case? The mancha Megillah kame. You have a Megillah that's complete on your right, one of your sides, right in front of you, let's say. The karele mina, you read it, and then you're writing a new Megillah here. And then you karele minei psuka psuka v'kasivla. So you're writing it. You're reading the pasuk to make sure you have it right, and then you write it down here, pasuk beis, and then you write it down. But as you're reading it from a full, complete Megillas Esther. So if you have kavana, even though you're also writing it down, but if you have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah as you're reading it from that full Megillas Esther, then one would be yotze the mitzvah. So Gemara says, Lema, let's suggest that this halacha we just learned here, is support. Misaile is a support. The Rabba Bar Bar Chana. The Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabbi Yochanan Oser lechtov os achas shlo minaksav. You are not allowed to write even one letter without looking inside. If you want to write a Sefer Torah, you have to have a ready existing Sefer Torah next to you, or maybe a Chumash, in order to that there shouldn't be any mistakes. So this is a support for this because the guy was reading from one Megillah in order to write a new Megillah. So Gemara says, not true. It's not a raya. Dilma disrame le. It's true. Maybe he was just trying to protect himself and be safe, not to make a mistake. That's what happened. But it doesn't mean that it has to be done that way. It's not a proof that it must be done that way. So now the Gemara is going to analyze this statement again. Gufa amar rabba bar barchana amar yochanan os lichtov os achas shlo minaksav. He again holds that person is not allowed to write even one letter if he doesn't have a sefer that he's writing from. So Meisive, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Amaisib Rabbi Meir, Shalach La'aber Shana. One year he was going to be Ma'amar the Shana Ba'asya, V'lo Hayasham Megillah. And it happens to be with Purim, because we know Ibur Shana takes place in Adar. They have to assess the situation. So it's not crazy that this happened and Purim fell out. And he didn't have a Megillah where he was. V'kasra Milivo, he wrote it by heart. V'kara, and he read it. So how could it be? How could he write a sefer Megillas Esther if he didn't have another one with him to copy it from? So Amar Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Abo said, no, shiny Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is a whole nother, he's a whole nother Bria here. The Mekayim Bey, he fulfilled the pasuk of Hapecha Yashiru Negdecha, that for him, everything was in front of him. It was so clear. He must have had a photographic memory. For him, there was no issue. So Amar Lei, Rami Bar Barchama, the Rabbi Yirmiya, Medifti, Mai Vapapecha Yashiru Negdecha. What does this mean? Amar Lo, Elu Divrei Torah. It's a reference to Divrei Torah, that for him, the Afapecha, the Divrei Torah, is mamish in front of his eyes. That the person gets tired and it was no longer there. So this is referring to a person who doesn't learn, he's going to forget the Torah, but it's referring to Torah. So, still nonetheless, for Rabbi Meir, it was always in front of him. He must have, again, had this photographic memory. So for him, he was allowed to write Megillas Esther, even though it wasn't Menachsav.
So what was the difference between that and Dilma before Srami Lay's roommate? What was that case then?
No, that case wasn't a rye. It wasn't a proof for this case. We're assuming the halacha is that case, but we can't bring a proof from the guy who used the Megillah to copy it from. That's just maybe that's what happened. That's a story, but that's not a proof. That's what has to be done. So the Gemara says, Rav Chista Ashchal Rav Chananel to have a kasev svarim shlomen aksav. Rav Chananel apparently was a sofer, and he wasn't using another sefer to copy from. Amar Lei. Ruuya ka Torah kula lichtav apicha. You're right. You're such a great person that you know it should be written apicha, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's say, Ella amu kacha amu chachamim as lichtav osachas shlom naksav. You have a wonderful memory of Chananel, but we have a certain klal that no one, not even you, you're not allowed to write el shlom naksav. So midikamar ka Torah kula ruuya shetechasiv apicha michlal dimishan heinetzlo. And so the fact that he had such a statement about Rav Chananel, that he must have had this photographic memory as well, still, nonetheless, it was also to write Shalom and Eksav. But how Rabbi Meir Kasav? But then Rabbi Meir had the same memory as Rav Chananel, and he was allowed to write the Megillah. So what's the difference between Rav Chananel, who wasn't allowed to, versus Rabbi Meir, who was allowed to? So Gemara explains that Shas HaDechak Shani. Rabbi Meir was in a place, in Purim, there's no other option, so Shas HaDechak, you're allowed to. When it comes to a lichar chila situation, everybody, no matter how great the sofer is, he always has to read menaksav, write copy from menaksav. Shas HaDechak, in that situation, if you're Rabbi Meir, then you could write Megillas Esther from memory.
Is there any difference between the Megillah and the other?
Shas HaDechak, no. Shas HaDechak, if a person really knows, then, but Shalosh Shas HaDechak, at this point at least, you always have to use Naksav to write Sefer Torah, to write Megillah, to write even Tefillah Mezuzah. We'll see in just a second, well, Tefillah Mezuzah might be different. So, Abaye Shari LeDebei Bar Chavu LeMichtav Tefillah NuMezuzah. He permitted these people, who are so for him, to write Tefillah NuMezuzah, Shelo Naksav, not using other Mezuzah or Tefillah to copy from. Because these, we'll see in a second, Kiman, Ki Haitana, like the following Brisa. The Tani Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer Mishim Rabbeinu. Tefillah u'mezuzos nechtavos shalom naksav. You're allowed to write them by heart. Ve'ein tzrichos sirtut. We discussed this over Shabbos. They don't require sirtut. Ve'hilchasa, what's the bottom line? Tefillin ein tzrichan sirtut. U'mezuzos tzrichan sirtut. That mezuzah does require. Tefillin does not, but the top line, we pask in the top line should have, and even the side of tefillin should also have, but the other lines don't need it, though it could have it if you want, but it doesn't need it.
Do they do it anyways now? Just to...
I'm not sure. The Mice, he said they don't even do it. Okay. Ephraim said that his tefillin that he saw did have the lines in it. I'm not sure if Ephraim double checked, but when he saw it, right?
He made the lines.
He made the lines. Okay, very good.
What's the sfar to be mechalik between tefillin and mezuzahs? Is that explained? Because it says one needs more circuit than the other.
Yes, I don't remember why, but we mentioned over Shabbos that the machlokas and the reason for sirtut, either it's about keeping the lines straight, in which case there shouldn't be a chiluk. So it seems to indicate that it's not about the lines being straight. There's something about the gufa klaf has to have sirtut. As to why such a chiluk, I don't know why, but it would only make sense if you assume it's the gufa klaf as opposed to keeping the lines straight. And then the Gemara...
The filling is because you don't see it.
Yeah, but so, and therefore the lines don't have to be straight, you're saying?
The footnote
about it. Okay, and therefore, and because the lines don't...
It's supposed to make it look nice.
Uh-huh.
So you can say, for Torah Mezuzah, it can be seen.
Ah, very good.
It's supposed to be straight.
Okay.
The filling, nobody ever sees what it looks like.
Okay, very good. And then the last line is, and there's a lot of halach l'maisa that comes from this last line here. We passing that both mezuzah and tefillin, you could write shalom and aksav. My time, what's the reason for this? Migris garisim. Now, not everybody knows this, but a sofer who's already a very seasoned sofer, he knows it by heart. He's allowed to write tefillin and mezuzos about pet. Others cannot. Now, this is very important Gemara because it's brought down the Gemara in Gittin. Based on Pesukim says, Dvarim shebechtav yatar rasha l'omrim ba'al peh. You can't say Pesukim by heart. But the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Chelek Aleph Mishibra, I forget which Simei Laman Beis, I remember exactly which Simen, he brings down that there are certain parshas which you can say ba'al peh, things that we know well, like Shema, and like Karban Tamid, and other examples, just like the Sofrim know Tefillin Mezuzah by heart, Totu, the Hamunam know certain parshas as well. Now, just to make us have something to really aspire to, the Mishnah Berurah says you could also say Tehillim by heart, since we all know Tehillim by heart as well. So therefore, there's certain things like that. But this, based on this Gemara, that's how they learn. If the Hamun Am knows certain things by heart, you can say them Baal Peh. Should we stop here? Should we go to the Mishnah? Mishnah, yeah. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow's a short daf, actually. We can stop here. Tomorrow's a short daf. Okay.